Kilayim, Perkei Mishnah Zayin, Haya Over Bekerem, if a person is passing along his vineyard, V'naflu Mimenazroim, and accidentally seeds fall out of, let's say, his pocket, Oshe Yotsu Imazvolim, O Imamayim. So the Rav says, while he's fertilizing his vineyard, or while he's opening up a water channel to irrigate his vineyard, while these things happen, for some reason, in the water channel, there were some seeds of Tfua, or let's say while he was fertilizing, the fertilizer had some seeds of Tfua that became mixed into the vineyard. All these cases, the Rav explains that he has no kavana. And the Rav says, when the Torah says, Letizra Karmucha, it means bekavana. Obviously, when a person doesn't have kavana to do an avera, so he's not chayiv. But here, the Rav is even saying that, it sounds like he's saying that there's mamish no even iser that was done, because Letizra Karmucha is when you planted with kavana. Like we said earlier, one of the definitions of planting is Ratz Bekumo too. It's not just the planting, it's being Mekayim. That's also Letizra. Both of these cases, there's a kavana involved with kilayim. It sounds like an iser wasn't even done if there was no kavanah, if a person didn't even know about it. Obviously, like by mekayim, if once you see it was done, you have to get rid of it. But there was no zriya, because the definition of zriya, like tizra, is with kavanah, the Rav says. And the last case of this group, hazarev, v'siyatar aruach la'achayrav, and the wind blows what he plants in his wheat field behind him now into his vineyard, mutter. Now this is mutter, this is the Rav says, under the assumption that he did not see the wind blow it, so he didn't really know that this happened, and he found out about it afterwards, so it's mutter. Obviously, once he finds out, he has to make sure to take it out that nothing else should grow. However, siyaratu haruach lefanav, if the wind blows it in front of him, the Rav says, and he sees it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, im asavim, if the first stage, Rabbi Kiva says, is just grass, that which just started to grow was just grass, yoifach, so he should uproot it. We're going to just learn the way the Rav learns. This other Mepharshim explained differently. And once you uproot it, it's not going to grow anymore, the Rav says. Vim aviv. So now the way the Rav learns is that it actually grew more where you actually had stalks and the grain grew inside the stalk. Sometimes the grain is called zera, seeds. But it's talking about the grain, the food that's inside the stalks. So Rabbi Kiva says, yinapets. You should shake it out. And like the Rav says, the stalks are mutter, but the dagon, the food that's inside, is usser. This, the Rav says, is a case. This is not fully grown grain. This is a case where it's only grown a third. So if it only grew a third, you shake out the grain. L'chor, I guess it wouldn't grow any more grain there. And the stalks are mutter. However, the last stage is v'mehevia dogon tidalik. If it actually grew to full-fledged grain, there you have to destroy. Tidalik means to burn it, and everything's usser, even the stalks.